Well, good evening. It's Robert A. Wilson with Cowboy Wisdom. I am a hypnotherapist, NLP practitioner, dream sculptor, and a published author of many books. But my books are written in first person, with very little punctuation, and they're wrote from my life experiences. My books are written the way I expanded my life and what opened me up to let go of a detached from a lot of things by being willing to go through it. Tonight, I want to talk about the power of no, N-O, no. What I understand now is, how is no a standalone response? Because as soon as somebody asks why, how come, or any question, and you answer it, you've lost the power of no and have opened up to their way of life and negating your way of life. That is something I really understand now. So as I move forward through life and I understand the power of no, and this is an expansion for me, but the best way to expand through life is express how it's expanding my life. And no is a new opportunity, natural optimism, Newman omnipotence, and that's a spiritual leader with an unconquerable will to expand their life. But anyway, as I understand no now, it's a new optimism, new everything. It's just new openness. It's a new optimism of inside me. I see me free to instantly safari my way through life. And every day life is a safari to open up and feel the wisdom of innovation that's within us and the savviness of ourselves. But it's also having the sassy tenacity to say no, because it stops you going to the land you never want to go to, and it opens a way for you to experience life in a crisp celebration, realizing internal sovereign prowess within yourself. But it's being crisp and clear and pure, but it's no. And it stops letting you trying to please each other, play over there where you never want to be. It just clears the way for you to walk audaciously, yazzapazazz. I like yazzapazazz. How does that make you feel, yazzapazazz? But no, naturally opening new roads of riches from within and clearing the way for myself to be omnipotently wise, but yet open to the road of success. Because I now realize life has always given me the road, and it's given me the way, but I was too selfish to see it. And that is the thing. We're too selfish to see challenges as canny, harmonizing adventures, naturally loving life every day, nurturing genuine energy. Genuine divine energy. We're the genuine divine dreaming within ourselves. How does that feel, the genuine divine? And that's the thing. We got to have feel thinking instead of knowing thinking. But it's feel erudition. It's a feel energy to expand, but it's really about opening up the wisdom within ourselves. Because when we walk of wisdom, wisdom is residual revelation, open up stout-hearted stimulation to open the life and see the world and to embrace it and appreciate it, and with gratitude, attitude, and altitude of your own abilities. Everybody is way, way, way more talented than we give ourselves credit for, because we've been taught to step down and look down on life. So as I open up to the world, I open up to me, to be free, to seeing a better way to experience life. Life has never been to be controlled by others. And that's what books do. When you read a book and you start doing what the other person's doing, that is controlling you. And that is the way life is. And so as I open up to this, it's really a revelation of innovation. from within me. That's what books have, a silent way of controlling. Reading a book and doing what the book says is other people controlling you. But reading the book and allowing your dreams and your desires and your talent to expand you beyond the book, and realize the book is the limitation. Everything in that book is a limitation to your dreams. But however, it's also a guide of galvanized universal intuition daring you to expand, or daring me to expand. Life has always been like the wagon train going east. They had a scout, the wagon master, and all the people. But how did the people always fall prey to there? But that's when this country had the gall to say what they felt, no matter how it goes. So as I now realize, life is a freedom from within. It's a physical cell. When we allow the physical to control us, we become locked and blocked in yesterday, and we're trying to let the past control today. That's what forgiveness heal. You're trying to transform out of yesterday, but you've got the thoughts and the feelings and the emotions of yesterday. When you get into the inspiration of today, you open up a new bold way of innovation to feel the wisdom and the saturation of your own self and the greatness of your own self. So how are you afraid? I had to ask myself this question. How am I afraid to discover and use my talents? Because life is an energizing success when I confess and address and bless all the grandeur in me. You know, it isn't about doing what you think it is. It's about what you feel you can do. And that is a brand new way of loving life. And, you know, life never is a strife. Life is a thriving, trend-setting temerity to marry the dreams and your everyday life all together. So as I walk through life, feeling everything, I start feeling the inspiration, energized, scholarly, savvy, rather than being caught up in thinking, because thinking takes you into yesterday. Inspiration is of today, and that is a big thing. That's a gigantic move forward. It's galvanizing internal gut audacity, naturally trend-setting internal candor forevermore. So as I see the world, I view the world now with a visionary, enterprising, intuitive wisdom. And how does that, and I unlatch my internal innovator to move forward with a nuance in me to show an illuminated legacy of my light of love for the world. And how does that feel? An illuminated legacy shining my light of love. Light of love to the world. That is a bold operation. Tomorrow night, Facebook Live is going to be about that, but it's natural. It's natural optimism, natural everything, native omnipotence, Newman omnificence. It's just got so much power when you allow no to stand alone and quit playing in other people's propaganda. I watched something on the internet today, and it was a guy fell on stage. Well, I'll just be honest, it was Blake Shelton. He stumbled. And man, you should have seen the rip and roar, and it's none of anybody's business. That's the power of no. Naturally optimizing my own affairs. Never sticking my nose where it never belongs. And man, am I bad about that? That's a new one, but no. It's a natural open road of riches within myself. It's naturally opening my internal. It's naturally opening my heart and soul because as I relish my heart and embellish my soul, I see the omnipotent utopian lure flow from me to the world, opening a new wave of whatever, a winsome, awesome, vibrant energy. But as I say that with a rhyme and a chime, I chime the rhyme in my sublime mind, unwind my mind to show the world my revelations of riches that elevate life, my life. So as I really let this open up and really expand, life becomes a natural, orchestrated song of bliss. We sing the Lexus of life, expanding Xanadu every day, sensing that life is the bliss of life. You know, how is the tragedies and the chaos, the challenges and all the ick of life, internal, canny, kinetic, visionary ferocity? We've been taught that everything is bad, 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 bad. But how do we stay in the bad, never being glad that it galvanizes life, ascending dreamers there to open up that flare within us and really allow the world to expand? Because the world expands as I expand, because I expand my own universe. The universe is within me. The world is external. The universe is my ultra Newman imaginative visionary epiphanies, realizing savvy, revolutionizing splendor, seeing every day with a vibrant energy of expansionism, of I see me free. And as more of I talk about this and the more I speak about it, the more I confess it, address it, bless it, and express it, I bless my life with unique, I bless my life with lionized energy. And it's an electric frequency of freedom that's within myself. And that is where I really become the person I desire to be. That's a bold energy. That's all being is a bold energy, invigorating natural gallantry to gallivant through life. And we're so afraid of the freedom. And you see the world and you see the people, they try to control other people's lives. And that's what I saw on that website. They were trying to tell him how to live. And he's and Blake's a really a nice guy, but we don't know him. So we put him in our category hazing, and that's where he stayed. But he's probably one of the nicest entertainers if you really get to listen. But see, we don't want to listen to what other people are or who they be. We want them in our category hazing, and we want them to be down and out and in doubt and all the negative. And that's where I lived for so many years until right now. The break now of my pow, I pow my wow to a vow. I appreciate everybody for who they are. And the word appreciate with the word know, with gratitude and attitude, I'm going to sail my seas of bliss, boldly lionizing internal splendor, viewing life through my visionary, enterprising, imaginative wizardry, because I have the daredevilry to walk my roads of riches now and forevermore. This is Robert A. Wilson. I am with Cowboy Wisdom. I'm a hypnotherapist, NLP practitioner, inspirational speaker, published author with my books available at Amazon.com/author/Robert A. Wilson. My website is mycowboywisdom.com. And my other email for my website for my book is howdidIteachmyselffear.com. And I will see you Wednesday night, and we'll see where it goes, because nobody knows, and I like it that way. I never do, but it's always a new ado.